He was called the voice of his generation and was actually referred to as a prophet, a messiah. Yet he saw himself simply as a musician.
My stuff were songs, you know, they weren't sermons. If you examine the songs, I don't believe you're going to find anything in there that says that I'm a spokesman for anybody or anything.
You play spins in my ribs and ask me to lie down. My pain is your pleasure, but pleasure is all mine. You lend me your false air, I lend you my false lines. Like fire in Freetown, I'm fueled by your gold mine.
When she said don't waste, your words are just lies. I cried, she was deaf.
By some higher order, you keep getting bolder. By God or by country, you kill like a soldier. By some little, you sung a little, but scream mighty stronger. Like fire in Freetown, you old magic spoiler.
Do you think of yourself primarily as a singer or as a poet?
No, I think of myself more as a song and dance man, you know.
But she said, don't forget. Everybody must give something back for something they get.
There's no way to write it, there's no way to fight it. I kick and scream, but she got me despite it. I got my pride, so I begin to hide it. Like fire in Freetown, you begin to light it.
Like labels, and probably rightly so, but for those of us who are well over 30, could you label yourself and perhaps tell us what your role is?
Well, I sort of label myself as well under 30. And my role is to, you know, to just stay here as long as I can.